The region is beginning to see a slowdown in real estate activity, and joining us with a look at the latest numbers is Register of Deeds John Buckley. Mr. Buckley, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan.
So it appears there were fewer home sales last month in Plymouth County.
Well, clearly the number of deeds and mortgages compared to last year have slowed down. We're seeing a little bit of a seasonal decline, which we've seen before. I expect that to continue through the month of December. And overall, for the year, we're going to be higher in terms of documents even than last year, which was the highest number of documents since 2006. But we are seeing a seasonal decline.
And so there was also, how are things looking when it comes to foreclosures, though?
Well, we follow foreclosures very closely, certainly since the meltdown of 2008. And it has been very slow because the moratorium was in place. We started to see this month in particular a creep up in foreclosure notices. There were 38 foreclosure notices in the month of November. And that's a sign that the moratorium having ended, people are finding themselves in trouble. I certainly hope anyone facing difficulty reaches out to a federal housing counselor to try to help them through these times.
And home prices, though, remain pretty high, though.
Our average sale price is 13% higher than last year at this time. $547,101 is a big number, and that's just the average.
And those, so no signs of going down, as you said.
I don't see that right now. If we do have a downturn with rates going up, that's still under consideration by the Federal Reserve. We may see a drop-off in prices, but not in the near future.
And you're also displaying another historical record for the month.
Yeah, we continue to show and talk about our Colonial records, even though the 400th has passed. This month, we're talking about fines of the colony, fines issued by the Colonial Court. And I'll give you a couple examples. Samuel Matthews was fined for sailing from Yarmouth to Boston on the Lord's Day. Nathaniel Soule was fined for being detected for telling several lies. And Joe Ramsden was fined for being drunk the second time.
And are these online for the time being, or can we see them in person?
Yeah, with an appointment, we can get in someone who needs to get in for historical purposes or if they're writing a book or something. But we still haven't opened up fully to the public because of COVID.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
All right. Happy holidays, and we'll see you in the new year.
Indeed.